It's the clothes. That's the problem.
He was having me do things a lady would do, but I was wearing maid's clothes.
Perhaps I shouldn't be writing a letter, sir. Perhaps I should be doing things a maid would do.
What do maids do?
Sewing, mopping, carrying water, polishing windows.
You want me to paint you with your mop?
No, sir.
Look out the window. Now, turn your head very slowly towards me. Slow, slow, stop.
I cannot meet his eyes.
Greed, you're not looking at me. Yes, good. Take your cap off.
No.
No?
Please don't ask me to.
You don't want to bare your head, yet you don't want to be painted as a maid. Here. Find something to wrap your head in. Go to the storeroom and put it on.
I'm about to wrap my hair up when I hear him come in. He is watching me.
Greed.
I turn to him and lower my hands, letting my hair fall in waves over my shoulders. No one ever saw it but me.
Your hair.
Now that he's seen my hair, I no longer feel like I have something precious to hide and keep to myself. I can be free. If not with him, then with someone else. It no longer matters what I do or do not do.
Oh, great, I've wanted this for so long.
Peter's touch doesn't repel me. When I look over his shoulder at the sky, I find the colours besides white in the clouds.
You're beautiful. So beautiful.
When I think of grinding lead white or massicot, my breasts tingle and I press up against him.
When will you be turning 18, Greet?
In a few days. Why?
I'll go to your parents. I'll ask for your hand.
What's the rush?
Come on, Greet. You know your family needs me.
It was the first time he had referred to my parents' poverty.
Thank you for reminding me of that.
Wait, Greet. I will make you happy. You know I will.
I sit for my master 3 or 4 times a week. It's the part of the week I like best. But he is looking increasingly troubled.
This will satisfy Van Relvin, but not me.
I haven't seen it yet. I am afraid to see myself the way he sees me.
May I look at the painting, sir? Perhaps I can help.
All right.
I can't recognise myself. I look like a Greet from another town. Another country, even.
Yes, I see.
I seem to be waiting for something I do not think will ever happen.
What do you see?
You're right. Something is missing.
What do you think it is?
I know the answer immediately. That point of brightness he has used to catch the eye in other paintings. That's what's missing.
I don't know, sir.
I wait for him to work it out himself.
How beautiful you look tonight, Katerina.
It is Katerina who gives him the answer.
Mistress, your wine?
Pour it for us and go. Bring me my pearls, Your Highness.
Allow me. Yes. See how they shine on you.
He looks back and forth from Katerina to me, and I know what he is thinking.
Oh. You silly girl!
I'm sorry, miss.
You've ruined my dress.
I'll get a damp cloth.
Never mind, I can't bear to have you fussing about me. Just go.
You don't have to knock, Greet. Just come in, quietly.
Sir, I cannot do it.
Do what?
Maids do not wear pearls.
How unexpected you are. You always surprise me.
I will not wear them.
You know that the painting needs it.
You said yourself and Ralvin would be satisfied with it as it is now.
I would never stop working on a painting if I knew it wasn't complete. That is not how I work.
Could you not paint the earring without me wearing it?
You want me to imagine the earring and paint what I imagine?
Yes.
I want to see you wearing the earring.
But you know what will happen.
I know the painting will be complete.
You will ruin me, I thought.
What will your wife say when she sees it?
She won't see it. I'll give it directly to Van Raven.
But my ear's not pierced.
Take care of it, then. We will start painting the earring next week. Now, let us not waste any more time. Get into position. Lick your lips, Grin. Leave your mouth open.
Virtuous women do not open their mouths in paintings.
Chin down a bit.
It's as if he had been in the alley with Peter and me.
Good. Very good.
You have ruined me, I thought. And I licked my lips again.
Where did you get this meat from, Mother?
A gift. From your fellow the butcher. To help us celebrate your birthday.
You shouldn't accept gifts from him.
Why not? He's practically my son-in-law. I expect he'll be coming to ask for your hand soon enough.
Greet, you smell of linseed oil.
A year ago, I might have tried to help my father. Suggest what he was thinking.
Cleaning a painter's studio wouldn't make the smell linger on your clothes, surely.
Now I simply watch him struggle silently, like a beetle that has fallen on its back and can't turn itself over.
That's enough talk about the painter. I don't wish to talk of him. I think his paintings are not good for the soul.
My mother has also guessed, though she doesn't know what she has guessed.
What do you mean, Mother?
There's something dangerous about your description of his paintings. From the way you talk, they sound religious, like they are Catholic paintings.
I want to tell her that a painting is not Catholic or Protestant. It's the people who look at it and what they expect to see.
You give the paintings meaning they do not deserve. There are thousands of paintings in Delft. You can see them everywhere.
I want to say a painting in a church is like a candle in a dark room. We use it to see better. A bridge between ourselves and God. But it is not a Protestant candle or a Catholic candle. It is simply a candle. That is what he has taught me.
You could take 2 weeks' maid's wages and buy one in the market.
If I did that, you and Father wouldn't eat for 2 weeks and you'd die without seeing what I bought.
Working for them has turned your head. It's made you forget who you are and where you've come from.
I'm sorry, Mother, I didn't...
There are more your family now than we are.
Leave her alone.
Tell me, why has your family not paid you your full wages this week, Greet? Why have you brought home so little?
I don't want to tell her about the clove oil I bought from the apothecary to pierce my ears.
I broke a hand mirror, so they cut my wages.
Well, what were you doing? Looking at yourself in the mirror? How careless.
She is right. I have been very careless. That night, when they are asleep, I apply the clove oil to my ear and heat the needle in a candle flame.
Do it. Do it quickly.
Just before I faint, I think, I have always wanted to wear pearls. My ear throbs for days. When I bend over the laundry, when I prepare the family meal. Maybe that's why I don't hear him come in.
Hello, wide-eyed maid.
Please, Go away, Verrall.
Oh, you what? Call out to Mistress Katerina. Yes, please do. It is you she will ask to leave, not me. Oh, you shouldn't fight me, my girl. You'll enjoy it more if you don't fight.
Tanaka!
Don't bother to call anyone. They're all upstairs.
Please.
Quiet, girl. Just be quiet. It will all be over before you know it.
No.
You want to fight me, Greet? Fight then. It only excites me more.
I look down at my hands and realise I'm still carrying the cutting knife. I am going to kill him. I am going to kill my master's patron with this knife in the family kitchen. And then all of a sudden...
What are you doing?
I have never been so glad to see Cornelia.
Hello, little one.
What were you doing just then?
We were playing a game, dear girl, just a game. You'll play it too when you're older.
Cornelia, come here and help me with the vegetables.
I will have you anyway, Grit. When I have the painting, I'll have you forever.
Here they are. The earrings. Put them on.
I want you to do it.
As he pushes it through, a pain jolts through me and brings tears to my eyes. He does not remove his hand. His fingers brush against my neck along my jaw.
Great.
He is so close. I lean into him. For a moment, I think he is going to kiss me, but then...
You must wear the other earring as well.
Why? It can't be seen.
You must wear both. It's a farce to only wear one.
But my other ear is not pierced.
Then tend to it.
I should have let him paint me with a mop. Pride has made me vain.
Greet! Greet! There's someone at the door to see you!
Come down, Greet. I want to speak to you.
I'm sorry, sir. I won't be long... He can't just come here whenever he pleases. You are not meant to have visitors.
Peter.
What were you wearing up there?
My cap.
Don't lie to me. It was blue and yellow.
Please, Peter. Let's walk a bit.
Now, what I have to say can be said in front of anyone.
It's what I dread the most.
I've spoken to your father this morning and he's agreed we may be married.
I can't just leave.
Yes, you can. I'll look after you now.
You were wrong to come here.
Come with me now.
I can't.
Great. Great.
When I return to the studio, I go with the clove oil and the needle. I prepare my ear. Here, take the needle.
You want me to?
Yes.
Who was he, Great?
The butcher, sir.
Will you marry him?
Please don't ask me about him.
It's done.
He traces the side of my face up to my cheek, then blots the tears that spill from my eyes with his thumb.
Shh. It's all right. Everything will be all right.